It's all about Amazon, folks. Yes, the world's leading online store. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. Tell a friend. Shop there. Shop now. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, the farm in the barn, and the farm in the barn. Hey, boys, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show for you today. And I look like a chef on Ustream. Why do I look like I'm cooking something?
Because it looks like you never leave the kitchen.
I just wore my little hat backwards, but it is what it is.
I like it.
Thank you very much.
You're making me hungry.
Coming from the fashionista, that is you, Anthony. I take that as a high compliment.
Hello.
All right, boys and girls, germs.
Ladies and gentlemen,
germs and kittens. Last week on the show, I mentioned about the fact that I went through my garage. And I found something that I forgot last week, so I decided to bring it this week. And due to our industrious producer, we made a little game out of it.
Yeah, we did. I can't wait to start.
It's called What the Hell Did Corey Pull Out of His Garage?
Yay, I'm super excited. I was shaking it earlier like it was an early present from the ghetto Santa Claus.
So I have it here on the floor. I'm just going to go ahead and just pull this right out here. For those of you that are watching us, or you're not watching us on Ustream, stop the replay right now and go to Vimeo and watch the replay, because this is going to be a lot really visual. But I have the item here, Anthony. I have the item here.
Mm-hmm. It's in a plastic bag.
Yes.
It's black.
Yeah. A black plastic bag.
Yes.
I got a plastic bag.
You're just pulling trash out now.
I got a plastic bag. Oh, look at that, ladies and gentlemen. A guest has arrived in. That camera's not on. Over here. Over here. All right, ladies and gentlemen. And Justin, my little brother, Little D, surprising crashing the show. Little D, come on around here and get in that seat there. Hopefully your camera's all set up. All right, he's late for the show, but he's here. All right, so I have this. Sorry, Lip, about that. So I pulled this out of my garage.
Yes, you
did. It's a big black, it's covered in a black bag because I needed to conceal it, which I have hidden from all of the everybody. No one's seen this.
I have
this.
No idea what it is.
Right.
Kind of really curious.
So those of you that are on Ustream, there is a bag that's up. Took a pre-picture.
that was timed perfectly. Little D walked in and that big old bag with that round thing on top.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty much. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
You got Little D's dick pill, didn't you?
Penis pill. And we'll get to Little D in a little bit here. But yeah, Little D, this was pulled out of my garage. Now, you probably have seen this.
I have.
But you haven't seen it in a while because it's been a long time. So, I can give you little hints. Lady K says hello, Little D.
Hello.
I had this for 15 years, okay?
So, it's nostalgic.
So, it's a little nostalgic. I've had it for 15 years. It required a tool. I had to use my toolbox for this. I'm sorry, Lady K off the Twitter says it's a statuette Santa, maybe. Nope, it's not a Santa statue. I'm sorry, Lady K. That is incorrect.
I think she's on the right path. I think it's the Virgin Mary.
Nope. Oh. I'll give you, Lip, do you have a guess, Lip?
That is a Chucky doll.
Nope, it's not a Chucky doll. I'm sorry, it's not a Chucky doll. And Lil D, what do you think it is?
Well, judging by the black bag.
Bring his level down.
The size of it.
Uh-huh.
I believe it looks like my condom.
No, it's not your condom. I'm sorry.
Oh, is it already used?
It is used.
Okay. You don't see that white stuff on the side of it?
Nope. I will give you another clue. It stands 19 inches tall and weighs 1.9 pounds.
What did I tell you?
he's sitting across from me.
19 inches.
It's 19 inches tall, and it weighs 1.9 pounds.
What's the girth on it?
I would say it's probably about, it has a 9-inch base.
And how long has it been in there?
I've had it for over 15 years.
I was wondering what it smelled like, tuna.
And I've seen it at your house before,
You've seen it. Yeah, you have. It hasn't been out in a while. But I had this out back when I lived on 16th Street. It was in my condo on 16th Street in Osborne when I lived over there.
On display?
It was out. It was out, and people could see it.
Ooh, that was many moons ago.
Anthony, you got.
I think I know. It's your Blossom doll.
It's not a Blossom doll. I'm sorry.
Good.
Lip.
It's probably a pile of like bacon or something.
No, I'm sorry. It's not a pile of bacon.
Oh,
did you figure it out?
Yes.
Hold on to it if you figured it out. Wait, write it down what you think it is, because, you know, we're trying to do a radio show here, and I want to get to it right off the bat. But, Anthony, here's another hint. I also kept this in an octagon fish tank.
An octagon fish tank.
Well, take this back.
let me see. What was your guess? Nope, it's not a gumball machine. I'm sorry.
I know what was in your fish tank.
Wait, is it his dead goldfish in there?
No, I know what's in his fish tank.
It wasn't a goldfish.
It wasn't a goldfish.
It wasn't a bong or something.
It wasn't a bong. Oh. And for those of you that are just joining us on Ustream, we are playing What the Hell Did Corey Pull Out of His Garage? Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We're going around the table trying to guess what this 19-inch tall, 1.9-pound weight that I kept in an octagon fish tank. I can tell you this right now. I'm a little embarrassed that I even own this now, that I'm 30-something years old.
But you were proud of it then.
I was proud of it then, but not now.
See, I don't want something that's going to make me embarrassed. You know, I got to associate with you.
It's a big black... I had to get a trash bag to put over it. Do you have any questions? I'll take questions about it. Does anybody have any questions?
Wait, is it your
Malcolm X fist?
It's not the Malcolm X fist. Do you have any questions that I can answer?
It's a jar full of old M&Ms or candy.
It's not.
It's not snacks?
It's not a snack. It's not anything you can
so
eat.
So it's not edible.
It's not edible.
Not edible.
No.
So I'm really hungry right now.
We get that.
We're gonna get some food.
It's not edible.
Can you blow it?
You cannot blow it. Well, you can, but it nothing would happen if you do. Probably knock some dust off of it.
Can I still try?
It's been in the garage.
Does it have hair? Fake hair.
It does have fake hair, Lip. Uh-oh. It does have fake hair.
So it's some type of doll.
Some type of doll.
It has hair.
Why would I have a doll that has hair?
We don't know what goes on in your world.
Play a little Steve Nash doll.
Off the Twitter, is it metal? No, it is not metal.
Oh, good answer.
It has something with hair, so it's not metal.
I'll give you a hint. It's plastic.
Plastic.
What would be?
And then
it's probably a big Barbie doll.
He's had so many things at his house that I've.
Is it a lamp?
It is not a lamp. I'm sorry. I'll give you this clue as well. Even though they're not popular, they can still be purchased on Amazon.
See, they're a Teletubby.
Wait. I think I know.
What do you think, Anthony?
It's your Pog collector.
It's not my Pod collector.
No, Pog. P-O-G. Pogs.
It is not meant to hold anything, and it's not ornamental.
Mm-hmm.
Off the Twitter, I'll give you another hint. It actually can be played with.
Oh.
It can be played with. No, Anthony, not that.
But that's
Lip, it has hair, right?
It has hair.
Does it grow when you play with it?
It does not grow when you play with it, but Lip, you're on the right track. It does move.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
You guys are never going to get this.
Yeah.
You're never going to get this.
And it moves.
Any more people from Twitter?
Is it a James Brown dancing thing?
Holy crap. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, I didn't
know. Yes, it's a James Brown dancing doll. Wow. How the hell did you know that?
That's the one thing in the 90s that I didn't put up my butt.
It's a James Brown.
I can't believe I got it.
Oh my goodness.
You guessed that.
That was pretty awesome. I never win.
Hey, it looks just like you.
Yeah, he's like moving back and forth. He's got some crazy hair going on.
Oh, pause. Oh, he's gonna break it down now. He's gonna break it down now.
Look how big his head is.
It's huge.
Can I get a whole shot of the body? The body part also?
wearing them leather pants.
Oh my god, that is creepy.
That's I can't cool. believe I had this thing. So
are you going to add that in the wall of your shrine back there?
You are absolutely right. I am going to add that right into the shrine. It has now become a piece of the Fat Guy Radio Show Studio G background to me. It is my James Brown singing.
That is so old.
And you know what? And I'm okay with it. Yes, I will admit it. I play with dolls.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
I'm very old school, believe it or not. Like, I think the guy should always pay on the first date for sex. And I was thinking about this last night. I was having some wine and weed and an Ambien. Or as I call it, tucking myself in. Good night, Moon. And I do drink a lot. I can't believe you guys like have kids. And how do you not drink for 9 months? That's crazy to me. But my mom always says she drank through all 4 pregnancies, but I'm an only child. So I don't know. I think that I get labeled a sex comic just because I'm a woman. You know, like, I feel like a guy could get up here and literally pull his dick out and everyone would be like, he's a thinker, but I...
From the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show for August 27, 2015, here in Studio G, going back to Univision. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Want to be heard on the show? Call our listener line at 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7, or you can email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. I thought he was going to hit that post. Nothing's changed, Lil D. Nothing's changed.
I can tell.
The only thing that has changed is the fact that it's Amazon time. This show is brought to you by Amazon, and it's that time of year in my household, boys. Yep, toilet paper ordering time. You know, last time I mentioned about the fact that I ordered the cartoon size 480 box of toilet paper from Amazon. Well, it was a 480. It was more like 72.
How much did that cost you?
It didn't set me back too much. It was a whole lot cheaper than what it was in the store. I get the cartoon-sized box of toilet paper right from Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I love coming home to a big, smiling Amazon box sitting at my door. Amazon has everything one could possibly need in life. We power this show through Amazon sponsorship, folks. We tell you about it all the time. Got to get your family, friends, and neighbors shipping through Amazon as well. Lil D, you'll be happy to hear about this. I told my neighbor, Linda... That was perfectly timed. I told my neighbor Linda about shopping Amazon. Now she's doing all her shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Make your life a little easier. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Hey, can I have one of those, by the way? And one of those, I mean, one of those Fat Guy Radio bracelets?
Yeah, you can. And I'm going to go ahead and issue this apology now. It seems like we keep dropping our Ustream feed. So I apologize for that, folks. But the good thing is that our recording is not being affected by this at all. So I apologize if you're experiencing any problems on our Ustream. The technicians are looking at it now. So hell, boys, welcome to the show. I am still blown away about the fact, Anthony, that you figured that out.
I just had a gut feeling and I went with it.
How did you even know about the singing, dancing James Brown? How did you even know about it?
Secretly, I'm part black.
Oh, yeah. He's part black. Well, Little D's all black and he's here today.
But yep. Hey.
Little D, what's up, man?
Hey, you know.
He is really booming, Lip.
DJing.
as usual, and truck driving as usual.
Refresh your, she can't hear me because she lost her Ustream. So what's been up with you, Lil D? Give me a little update as far as what's been up with you.
Same old, just working and working even harder and making my goals.
Making your goals?
Yes, and trying to borrow $5,000 from my rich brother over here so I can put down for my Hummer that I'm trying to buy next.
Hummer.
Why do you want a Hummer so when you start it up, you instantly lose 5 gallons of gas?
Hey, you know, big people ride big stuff.
Big people ride big stuff.
But your name is Little D.
Yep. That's an oxymoron.
No, that's not happening whatsoever. No, you're not getting 5 G's out of me.
Damn it.
What about
I get 5 G's?
What did you do with the other 8 G's that I gave you?
You know, my daughter, Trinity.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of in her college fund and it's accumulating interest, so... That's what I did with that.
Well, she's not going to make it to college. she's not going
to
make it to college.
She's going to go right to the big leagues?
She's going to go right in the radio.
Oh, good.
She's going to go right in the radio and make no money just like the rest of us. Which is
That's
great.
Why she's going to be in school.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Lil D. He sent me a text message about, hey, can I come by and crash the show anytime that I want? I'm like, hey, yeah, come on. And if it would have been really awkward because we only have 4 microphones in here if D-T would have showed up.
Oh, yeah, because we were waiting for him.
Yeah, and then it would have been battle of, do I want the one that I love on the microphone, or do I want my little brother? What?
You would totally share your microphone.
It would have been both on this fight. That'd have been a show for people. Hey, back to my question. Can I get one of those Fat Guy Radio bracelets?
Yes, here.
Thank you. I've been asking for one.
You know what? Matter
decades.
Of fact, are you gonna wear it?
Yes.
We don't need the black people representing our show. Give it back.
I just found out I was part Jamaican. I checked out our roots on Fat Guy Radio.
We're part Jamaican.
Yep.
That's why y'all work a lot of jobs.
True.
I don't know why that was funny, but that was funny to me.
It's true. It is true.
Jamaicans work a lot of jobs.
We work a lot of jobs so that we can travel.
Oh, yep.
And do big stuff.
But I haven't seen you travel at all.
Oh, well, yes, you did, Lip, because we were on the road this past weekend, you lying some
that
of
That ain't mama. Even traveling.
How did that go? It looks so tasty. Just thinking about what you were talking about, going to trial
well,
burger joints.
We did. I'm on this burger kick on After the Levels Vimeo page. And for those of you that want to see it, it's just go to vimeo.com/afterthelevels and you'll see all these videos and there's many more that are going to come out.
Wait.
But this past weekend, we went on a tour for burger joints.
You said video.com or Vimeo?
Vimeo.
So do they know how to spell it already?
Vimeo.
Okay, so for you, there you go.
V-I-M-E-O. For you illiterate listeners, Vimeo.
like Little D over
people. Yeah, for Little D's people, you know, also known as the blacks.
Shout out to Pookie and all that.
Hey, did you see that Rufus downstairs is gone?
What happened?
He got caught up with one of them insurance chicks. He was, he was banging her out in the closet down the hall, and they had to let him go. Right here in the BDB Radio Network building.
I invited.
I don't know. But he gone.
I got in smooth. You know, he's my old car.
Yeah, because they got
to get patted down or nothing. So I'm glad my car still works.
We need to rectify that.
No, we don't.
He should not still have access to the building.
Yes, he should.
No, we should. Lip.
We just move.
Very good.
Because I use this building fame. You don't know this.
Uh-huh.
I used your fame.
Oh, God.
And
this is what my little brother
does.
Does
he go out and pull Strange?
He pulls Strange on my name.
I got a lot of things in San Diego because of this guy, my brother. I was in San Diego on his beach.
Stay off my beach.
Took the show name there, and damn, it was like I was a celebrity. I'm going back.
It's
going
to be awesome because he's going to be... The girls are going to be like, yo, I slept with Corey Blaze. Here's his picture. Whoa, and then you're going to pop up.
Yeah, God knows that. God knows that ain't happening. God knows that. If you run into that woman that slept with me, she's got to be 65 years old now.
Because
it's been that long since anything has been slept in over here.
Oh, wow.
Ain't been slept. No, no, no.
No, we tried that before.
We tried that. Match.com. Does that ring a bell, Lil D?
Yes.
Yeah. Lil D always trying to get me an STD. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get me an STD.
You got
to
live a little, man.
Yeah.
I do live.
No, you don't. You do live, but you got to live a little.
And then you're going to live on medication.
And then I'll be living on medication for the rest
Hopefully
of my life.
Hopefully not for the rest of your life.
I hope not, Lil D, because that's not right. I don't want things to happen.
They have things to clean it up. Matter of fact, your people, your kind of money. You remember HIV when that came around?
The HIV is what
Eazy-E
that's called.
Passed away, right?
Eazy-E passed away from the HIV.
Did Magic Johnson?
No.
Because he has your kind of money, so you'll be okay.
There's no way.
Yes.
Uh-huh,
why
is
hasn't he died?
Well, because he's got lots of money.
Yes.
Exactly.
You'll be okay. You got a black card. And you're good. On the other hand, me, I got to watch. Well, that's why I'm.
You going to be D-E-D, dead. Yep. D-E-D, yep. Dead.
That's sexy.
Oh. Yes, there is a buzz. I apologize for that off the Twitter there. They're saying that there's a buzz on the Ustream. We're having some problems with the Ustream. So we apologize for that, folks. So watch the replay. Hopefully the buzz won't be there. Lip will probably be here all night trying to fix that. So we're having a few technical difficulties.
You know what it is? There's a big storm out there.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, a storm came through.
There was a lot of rain earlier.
I was thinking, baby Jesus, that a storm came through, and it was less than 99 degrees outside.
Yes.
In Phoenix on my drive-in, and I almost turned off the air conditioner.
So it's possible that it tore off the towers, because when I drove up, I saw you got mechanics or somebody up there.
Somebody flying around.
Probably trying to steal a copper off this roof, but they're up there messing with the antennas.
So Mother Nature comes through and blesses them with cool weather and screws up you straight.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain and everything, and there's cars, like, they're just getting stuck in it.
They're just getting, what was that? Lip, what did you see on the way in? You were talking about it when you got into the studio, which is one of the rare things that you do when you get here to the studio, actually start a conversation with me, but you were saying.
He hides.
So I was on my way in, and I seen a SUV smashed up in the front. And right next to him was a cop car upside down.
Oh.
Road rage.
And they had the whole intersection closed.
I thought, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to play that. I meant to hit this one. I'm sorry.
That was weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So there was a sub upside down.
Yeah.
Notice how I pronounced sub instead of SUV, Lil D?
I noticed that.
Thank you very much.
I actually saw road rage on my way in as well.
Were you involved in it?
No.
I went over and
I watched, and I was so busy watching them, I almost sent them to the car in front of me.
Of course.
Because, well,
rubbernecker. You are a rubbernecker.
I had to watch out. Doing? They were slamming on each other's brakes. If someone, they could have hit me.
What's up, my necker? You are a rubbernecker, little D.
Let's not say that, young man. It's very proper here.
No, rubbernecker. I thought we were being blessed by the cooler weather, didn't you? I enjoyed it.
I felt blessed.
I liked it because when I walked into my house prior to heading here to the studio, my air conditioning wasn't on.
Oh, yes.
And that's my favorite sound in the summer is when my air conditioning is not on. Now, if it's just you, now I bitched about it because it's been 4,000 degrees outside for the last 18 years.
Right.
Do you not sense a little hint of fall?
I do.
A little hint of fall is on its way.
It's kind of getting a little gray now.
That's probably going to be it, falling back to summer, because there ain't going to be no damn winter.
I hope we have because we didn't have a really cold summer, a really hot summer.
Uh-huh.
Where were you at?
Okay, maybe we did. Because normally when Arizona
reached 118.
Yes, we did. We hit that.
Of course you were, Lip. Just keep rubbing that in. Lip is also using my name out on the beach as well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, high five.
and don't think for a second I haven't gotten the call wondering how come you got a black skinny brother and a Mexican skinny brother.
Wait,
that all think that you're his brother.
Wait till I hit the gay bars using your name.
Oh, right. Yeah, there we go. Now,
man, you're going to get laid. Everybody knows Corey there.
Yeah, they pretty much.
Oh, that's real popular.
That's just, it's funny because it's true.
I know.
But the so we did have a hot summer. So I'm hoping that we have a cold
Have you ever watched a porno with a transsexual and you beat off to it and realized it was a transsexual that was because you thought it was a woman and then you skied it at the lens and you saw her thing? That happened to me.
I said that's
something
to work
on. What
do
we say about that?
Well, hold on.
First of all, it's okay.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
I thought it was a woman at first.
Maybe.
Full-fledged woman.
And
at the end, it was revealed that it was transsexual.
So wait,
pretty one, might I say.
Are you sure?
So it fooled me. Oh, damn.
So she didn't penetrate
you. Gotta watch that.
No, didn't penetrate
me. Oh, then it was not gay at all.
All right, so you just...
at all.
Okay, Lil D, just because you posed that question, I'll go ahead and hit this.
We interrupt this program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
Don't nobody watch the sick crap you watch, Lil D.
Uh-oh.
You were so jaded and so messed up because you're married. You can't get no other snatchy poo other than the one that you married to. Hey, that was a rhyme right there. Did anybody feel that? That was a good thing. You can't get the snappy poo. Yes, I agree you should slap the first person that complains about winter. I agree with that right off of the Twitter there. But you, Lil D, you can't. You should be able to tell when it's. You should have seen the bulge down there.
There was no bulge. It was no bulge at all. Everything was nice. The guy had her bend over.
Was it Caitlyn Jenner?
No, it was not. And everything was going good. And at the last minute.
That's nasty. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
You got to be.
That's just nasty.
Nice boobs and everything. Oh, yeah. Thing you
I got nice boobs, but that don't mean anybody's going to watch me in porn.
I mean, nice. Like, they were professionally done. Nice. Like,
mine or two.
Let me borrow $5,000. Nice. Yes.
That's why you want $5,000, because you want to get some boobs on the wife, no, or you want them for yourself.
I have to get a penis deduction, she told me.
Penis deduction.
Never heard that one before.
No, we didn't.
Watch out now.
Oh, boy, here we go. You're going to blow out all the microphones. I totally forgot where I was going because Lil D is just
he, you know what, I'm here.
This program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
It's the stupid music that follows that makes that so funny. All right. Anthony guessed that I had a dancing James Brown. All right.
But I would never guess he watched tranny porn.
I don't even want to get in.
Holy. Let me break it down.
Wait a minute. I don't even want to get into this, but I do. That's the problem. I don't want to get into this, but I do want to get into this.
I'm not into it, so we're all good.
So you watch Caitlyn Jenner porn.
Yes, uh-huh. It was totally by accident. Let me tell you the story. I have to come by the show so I can vamp.
Oh, okay.
So we can vamp. You have a radio show.
Thank what website you. Did you look up?
You don't need them details. Don't throw out them details. So go ahead. So what happened, Lil D?
It starts with a T, it is with galore.
Oh, boy.
It starts with a T.
All right, enough. Good God. Okay, so tell us a story. Tell us a story. Share what's on your mind, brother. Share what's on the heart.
I go on there because I haven't had any for a while because the stomach is in the way, obviously.
Yeah,
because
the wife is pregnant, boob.
Every time we're about to do it, I say something stupid, mess it up, we get into an argument, so we go to sleep on each other side of the bed or whatever. That makes sense. So,
all three of y'all
morning,
in the bed.
This morning, I've had the urge because it's been a while.
Uh-huh.
So I go into the bathroom.
Oh, God, and he's here.
I put it on.
Okay, be very careful, please.
Yes, I am.
Is that why his hands smell? That is nasty. Nah,
what the hell are you doing smelling his hands, Anthony?
Why?
What, did he just rub your face with his hand?
Oh, man, I could admit mine. But it's better than cheating, right?
Oh, okay.
Take care of yourself. Yeah. Going
I'm not
going
to justify that. I'm not going to justify that. He ain't getting me in trouble. Your wife is mean.
So it works.
So I go into what happened? I didn't hear that.
He ain't even paying attention. He listens to himself. He listens to this show.
Very
all right, so you go into the bathroom, you treat yourself like an amusement park.
I look up Latin porn.
That's hot.
Yes.
Not the same porn you look at, Anthony, promise.
So, it's from, similar.
From the picture, you get captions of what you're going to, you know, get you into. Like, hey, that looks nice, I'll go to that one.
Yeah.
So this particular one just so happened to look nice. She was bent over. It was nice around, you know.
Okay, we get it.
So I click on it. And it goes right away into it. It was no kicking. It was no foreplay. It was right into
you,
it.
You clicked on a virus.
Yes, I obviously did.
You clicked on a virus.
So it goes right into it. He, the guy's giving it to her.
Okay.
A little scrawny white guy.
All right.
Anyway,
Jesus.
He's giving it to her. I'm like, okay, I'm into this one.
I know you are. Clearly.
So I'm going at it.
I'm sorry.
I jackknifed.
Okay. All right. You were okay. And, Jesus, why do I have the heebie-jeebies right now? I am so freaked out right now hearing about my brother Jack Knight.
I bust heebie.
Okay!
Wow.
Oh, God. You know what? I hate it when he stops by, but I love it at the same time. I ain't got to nothing on the show notes because he came in here talking about tranny porn.
So let me finish the rest of the story.
Oh, there's more.
So as he did it, after I clean.
Okay.
Did you cuddle with
it? We did it at the same time.
Okay, so be careful.
The guy, but he turns around for the money shot. And that's what I discovered. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
You saw, hold on. Did you have this reaction? Is this what happened in your mind? You're like, he turns around and all of a sudden is.
Yes.
And did he turn around like, kind of all slowly? So this is what going through your mind. Oh, that looks like a pair of balls. Yep. That looks like a pair of testicles.
I was so embarrassed. I looked around in the bathroom to see if anybody else saw me doing this, even though I was in there by myself.
Of course. Why the hell would you look around your bathroom this big?
Right. But I'm embarrassed to tell the whole damn world.
So you think that you just told all six people that are listening to this show that you reached climax at the same time of a skinny white guy that was given the business to a Caitlyn.
Yes, a very beautiful one. I might as well say she was beautiful.
So you were fooled.
I was bamboozled.
You were
damn fooled.
So
I was bamboozled.
So you like the reach around then, right?
Oh, God. These two can't be in the same room. I'm not going to be able to make it through the show, Lip. I cannot have these two going at the same time because I got sick one, I got sicky dumb one, and sicky dumb two over here. And I can tell you right now, we're going to get kicked off every possible. We are now officially a podcast. There's no more internet radio show.
I'm so scarred.
It's a podcast. You should be scarred.
God. I'm never watching porn again.
There you go.
Yeah, you are.
Until next week.
Yeah, right when he gets home.
Yeah, Lil D, where your phone at now? You's nasty. You just nasty.
My phone's in the closet.
My gun. My phone is in the closet. Why you do that to me? Why you got to bring up stuff like that? Because you know I got to now find it, and I got to do it because you didn't brought it up.
Brought it up.
I don't know why you do this.
My phone jumped in the closet. My phone was out of the closet, but after I saw that, it jumped in the closet.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to feel about myself.
Anthony, how do you find your way out of the closet?
How does that make me?
How did I
What does that make me?
That Anthony, do you want to take this one? What does that make him that he watched tranny porn?
But didn't know it though. But I bust to it.
Okay.
I got off to
Can
it.
We,
I got
okay,
off to
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay. We didn't bust this fun.
He a brother, so he might be down.
on the down low.
No, I ain't on the down low.
Nobody has to know. No, I don't. Anthony, what does that make him? It doesn't make him on the down low, but is that really his fault that happened?
No, it's not his fault that she happened to turn around and have
a winky.
A big one. So
was it big or was it little?
I would just,
I've never seen it. What was it, Lil D?
I think he's fine, but I think that God putting out signals, hey, look, you might like this.
Yeah, because you know exactly what happened on this one. Because
it was not cool.
I went to the bathroom, pulled out my phone, and I said, this little white man, he's going to take her to bed. Giving her big business all around. He's reached around in the back. Pump, pump, baby, it's going down.
Down!
He was ready to move in for the money shot.
Shot.
I looked under the door, make sure I don't get caught.
Caught.
Cause my wife is pregnant and she ain't giving me none.
None.
So I turned around and I said, I'm about to come into the bedroom.
Baby, here I go.
I'm gonna come into the bedroom.
And I'm gonna go.
I didn't know that it's
transsexual.
I told him that we went at the same time.
Same time.
Until he turned around in the same thing like mine.
I'll be. Damn.
All right, let's take a break. Anthony had no clue what that Trapped in the Closet bit was.
I know it's an R. Kelly thing.
Yeah, we had to listen back to the show 2 years ago. That's when we did that laugh. All right, well, we're going to let Lady K catch her breath, and we're going to step away for a break. And on the other side of this break, I'm sorry, Lip, sad news for you, buddy, but Caitlyn Jenner's show is losing its audience. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. This is Fat Guy Radio Show.
The prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and
all right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I was an idiot this last week and past 4 days. Yes, 4 days, ladies and gentlemen, have been murder on me. And you want to know why?
Why?
I'm glad you asked. Because I let my Sub-Zero e-liquid from Halo Cigs run out!
Oh, no.
I thought I had another bottle somewhere stashed in the house. Turns out that I didn't. I took my happy little ass over to fatguyradioshow.com/HaloCigs, and I literally ordered it overnight, shipped to me right now, today, tomorrow. I was so mad at myself, I almost boarded a plane, flew to Florida, and actually picked up the bottle from Halo 6. I'm sure Rich would have given me one. I would have paid double, triple. So what I did is that I ordered it, it shipped overnight, but I had to go to one of those extra flavors because every once in a while, Halo Cigs will throw you a little surprise in the box when you get it. A little, but it wasn't my Sub-Zero. It was good e-liquid, but it wasn't my Sub-Zero, and I needed my Sub-Zero. When I saw that white box arrive in the mail, it was like the heavens opened up and the angels descended upon me, and I said, hallelujah, Vape City, here I come. So don't be like me, folks. Make sure you re-up on all of your Halo 6 e-liquid at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. And right now, if you go and order, I believe the special is still running. Any order over $50, you get a free 30 milliliter bottle of your e-liquid of choice at your nicotine level.
Oh, wow.
Phenomenal. So I just didn't get one Sub-Zero. I got two. I got two. I got two. But please go to Halo 6 for all of your vaping needs. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. If you need to re-up your e-liquids or if you just want to upgrade from the G6 to the Triton Tank system like I did, I have both. I have the G6 and the Triton Tank system, and I love both of them. I use the Triton Tank. I use my G6 when I'm like out and about in a business meeting and people think it's a pen, and I use my Triton Tank system when I want to get that big bam in your face flavor. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6 is where you can find all of your vaping needs. Yeah!
I think I'm in trouble.
Why?
I just got a call from Wifey. Look it.
Uh-oh.
Look it. Oh. I think she's listening live.
Oh, she's got a sad face.
Let's see.
Oh, no. You need to put your phone on speaker. This is not going to end well for you.
I'm not sure if this is a good idea or not.
Put your phone on speaker and hold it near the microphone. You hung up on
You ain't even going home.
You ain't going to my house neither.
You stay at a motel.
No, you can't go to my house.
Going damn way.
No, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't getting in. I got guns.
Rufus.
I'm gonna take home my dancing James Brown.
All right, let's see what happened.
I don't think anybody could hear that. All right. Why are you putting her? We're calling Little D's wife.
Who are gonna
raise lady?
He gonna put her Does she even some know hormonal you're here? Trips.
I don't know. I told her I was coming. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah?
I'm at the show. What's up?
Why are you on your speaker?
Because you're on the air right now. He is calling you on the show, lady. Hey, lady, while I got you on the phone, sweetie, congratulations. I haven't talked to you since you made your announcement. Congratulations, and I'm sorry that Lil D is putting you on the spot right now. I'll stab him if you want me to.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, please do.
Oh, no. See, you see what I'm saying? That's why I got to get out.
What you talking to me for? There's a microphone in front of you.
So what's up, babe? What's up?
I just need you to go pick up some pictures for Trinity's project.
Okay. When I get off out of here, out of the studio, I'll go.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, lady.
Bye.
Lil D, you okay, is your phone like dialed into her from Mars? Why was there such a 25-minute delay? She is going to kick your ass.
Yep.
She is going to kick show. Your ass.
Well, I thought she was listening live. She called me right after that. I'm like, oh, God.
She don't listen to this show.
Yes, she do.
No, she don't.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Bet your Sometimes bottom you dollar. Well, does she watch reality TV?
Yeah.
She Come probably around. Does. Has anybody in this room, and I will not judge you by your answer, has anybody in this room logged any time with I Am Kate, the Caitlyn Jenner show?
Nope, not at all. Not,
but I got close today, I guess.
Nope. About lip, nothing. Well, I Am Kate is the Caitlyn Jenner show. And I'm going to preface this right now before all them people start sending me hate mail about this. What we are about to discuss is not disparaging what Caitlyn Jenner went through. Whatever that is, whatever our opinions are, this is not disparaging. This is all about the I Am Kate television show. And this ain't something that I'm making up. This is from Fortune magazine, fortune.com. And it says right here, Caitlyn Jenner has vaulted from the shadows of the Kardashian clan to become one of today's most popular and influential celebrities. Her Diane Sawyer interview attracted 16.9 million viewers. 16.9, her appearance on the cover of Vanity Fair drove a record 9 million visitors to their website. In the age of when celebrities look to the size of their Twitter following to measure their worth, she gained over a million followers in less than 4 hours, outpacing President Obama.
That's crazy.
President Obama. But yet, despite her legions of fans, the ratings for her reality TV show, I Am Kate, are in a free fall. In a complete free fall. The second show, because I think this is like the third show this past Sunday.
So it just barely came out.
It just came out. The first show, the second show's episode drew roughly half of the audience of the original premiere, which drew 2.7 million viewers, according to Entertainment Weekly. Forbes reports that the third episode dwindled to 1.9 million viewers, and there's nothing to indicate that this past Sunday night's episodes, the series fifth, fared any better. The show's poor ratings have prompted most big advertisers to give it a wide berth and leave the media mavens who predicted a hit wondering what went wrong. So she came out, had this big release. Now it's faltering because it goes back to what I originally said.
Which is what?
It's a Kardashian production.
Yes.
Be it that it's Kate Jenner. And excuse me, as I was listening to like the Michael Mara show, he made points, and I'm going to give him credit for this. He made points about the fact that the 2.7 million that watched the first release watched it because they were excited about Caitlyn Jenner and her journey. But when the I Am Kate show came out, it doesn't have much to do about her journey. It's a Kardashian show. It's a Kardashian reality TV show. So just really? With Caitlyn Jenner.
It's all about her, like in a very narcissistic way then?
A little bit. Here's what Forbes writes. Successful television shows only come in two flavors, optimistic and voyeuristic. Optimistic television includes morning news programs, daytime talk shows, and most family sitcoms. From the smiles of the anchors to the timing of the laugh tracks, these shows are designed to trigger endorphins that make us feel happy, hopeful, and closer to our fellow humans. Voyeuristic TV includes the nightly news, reality TV, and heavy drama. Dramas like Breaking Bad give us a voyeuristic and escapist glance into a much darker world than our own, and after it's over, the real world feels lighter by comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, does that make sense?
That's a really smart formula.
I'm lost on that, so it don't make sense to me. But it probably makes sense to all smart people.
Yeah, all smart people. So track with me, little D. I'm sure you'll figure it out. So the reality TV functions in a similar way. A window into the world of the window into a messier world than the one we live in. Okay. And little D, this is probably going over your head because you live in a messy world.
Yes, I can do. See that.
Your life is hell.
I was messy all over the floor in his hand too.
So because Caitlyn Jenner basically, in layman's terms, is so normal, there's nothing that's keeping the audience.
I think what it was just everybody was intrigued to see what the first show was going to be like, so it just captured everybody. So once they saw it, it was probably over. It was like that 15 minutes of fame or whatever. Mm-hmm. But sure. I mean, you get what I'm saying in a way. So I'm thinking that's probably what it was.
I think she probably could have had a really long, sustaining, devoted audience from the transsexual community. But I can see it as it's all about her and her needs, and it's nothing about the journey when a lot of people were looking forward to the journey.
Right.
And she did go on, like, say, Diane Sawyer, and everything was about the journey until the TV show. People don't care about her in that sense.
Hasn't she made tons of money now off of this?
Of course she has. Again, goes back to what I said when this first broke. When Bruce Jenner transitioned into Caitlyn Jenner, I said this on the show. Remember this, folks. This is a reality TV star. Bruce Jenner was irrelevant until the Kardashians, until Kim Kardashian boinked Ray J.
AKA me.
There was no one heard of Bruce Jenner after he won the Olympics until Kim Kardashian bootied up to Ray J.
Nice booty it was.
And then we were reintroduced to Bruce Jenner. When he came out and he did this, and this is what, now I will speak to the transition. I applaud some of what he's done, but I hate the fact that he, it's almost like, and I think Anthony, you may have said this, he exploited the transgender agenda for the gain and purpose of the reality TV show.
Yeah, and that's kind of using people emotionally and then just giving up on them.
And I think it's evident by the fact that the viewers are now turning away from this just like they did, just like they're doing with the Kardashians. It's a slow decline, but the Kardashians are not anywhere as big as they were.
You guys really believed he did that? Like, he used it for his game?
I really do.
Because if that's true, that is kind of harsh.
He did. It's all about money. He knew what kind of money he was looking at. And no matter what the results are, he will be so rich through retirement.
It's true, but I mean, that is, I get what you're saying about that, but that is, in the same way, it's kind of bad. That's kind of, for people that's
exploitation.
Really trying to
come out. Yeah. It's exploitation, 100%
exploitation.
And
I'm not saying I'm poor, but that still goes against people that wants to come out. Like, that, how do you think they feel about that? Like, he's, I don't know.
I don't
like backstab.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
and people called it brave, and people called it courageous,
for a minute.
And everything else. But I said it. It was all for the purpose of a reality TV show. Because check this out. I said it before, and I'll repeat myself again. If it was all about the people that are dealing with the struggle, there wouldn't be a reality TV show. Lady K off the Twitter says it should have been a 2 or 3 part documentary of the transition. But no. Now the episodes are all about the fact that the Kardashian clan are upset that her newfound friends are not getting the same attention. That's reality TV crap. That has nothing to do with the transition.
No, nothing at all. Just, people wanted to hear, like, the pain, maybe the grief, the relief, the release, being able to grow into your own comfort.
Yeah.
And trying to set ways to let this audience and take them through this sort of healing journey, because that can heal a lot of people.
Jacob45 off the Twitter says, yes, Corey, I agree with you 100%. He used it for reality, for the show.
That's messed up to just do something like that, because that kind of hurts people that are really going through that, want to come out. Like,
a lot of people actually had some hope, and now imagine what they're possibly going through right now, and it's probably taking them many steps
backwards.
I got
an idea. Just bring Rob on the show. That'll bring some ratings, because he ain't been around. People want to know where he is, so Rob, bring Rob back.
Rob_, I don't know what that last hyphen sign, Apple, whatever, says that the show says that it's not helping the transgender people or anybody that suffers with transitions.
That's what I'm saying. From what I thought, that's what it was supposed to do, but it's for his game. But that's so wrong on so many levels. I mean, I'm with Rob on that,
_Rob_.
And a lot of people's, like, view and the way that they see Caitlyn Jenner is going to change a lot. So her chances of ever getting a talk show, having reality, whatever different venues that could have been open has closed down.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that it's about the transition. And the show wasn't about the transition. And it almost feels like we were duped. It almost feels like we were duped.
That's exactly, and I think everybody else is starting to see it the way you guys are seeing it.
Yeah.
It's coming to light. Like, everybody's seeing it from that view. Like, hey, we were duped, so now we don't want to see it. It's like presidents, you know, they come out with this good story, and then where's the damn change?
Yeah. Heather John says that we should have expected it. It was used like a Kardashian would use anything. Kardashians take their moments and they capitalize on it.
Yeah, and I give them that, though. That's smart, but damn, it's so wrong at the same time. But it's smart, but so wrong when you're hurting people's, when you're bringing other people's feelings into it.
Yeah. With the difference between, especially Caitlyn and the other ones, they did it just for entertainment purposes. It was thrown out in stone. Hey, this is our lives. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And with Caitlyn Jenner, it was very inspirational. It motivated a lot of people. And it was set on a whole totally different platform.
Yeah, it motivated me this morning.
Of course it did.
Let me tell you.
DeMarcus says, I stopped watching it after the first episode.
Never watched it once.
I didn't look at it because I knew exactly what she was doing.
I called it for what it was going to be. I feel that it was exploitation. Now, and the thing is, and I said this, and I know we're up on a break. I said this, and I'll say it again. What she did is not typical of what reality is. And no. No one has a million-dollar Vanity Fair shoot. No one has the stylist. No one has the money to look the way she looks. No one in real life can afford that. That's not realistic.
That's luxury at a high price.
It's right. luxury at a high price. If everybody was at the financial level of Bruce Jenner at the time of the transition, then we would all be able to have the same experience mm-hmm. and the acceptance that Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner has experienced. Yeah. And I'll say this once again. It's not real.
Mm-mm.
It never will be real. And I don't know how this benefits or encourages other people to accept their transgender. If she really was about the transition and the struggle, there would not be a reality TV show. It could have been a 2 or 3 episode documentary.
Which would have probably kept, that would have definitely built a really strong fan
base. Right. And then, like I said before in previous shows, she could have opened up help centers across the country.
She didn't.
She could have raised money. She could be out touring, wearing raising awareness about it.
Nope.
And all of that could have happened if it was all about the transition. But no. Just like the Kardashians, and I said it, I hate repeating myself, but I'm repeating it again. It's a Kardashian, folks. And it's a Kardashian.
And Caitlyn's also Republican. So that explains 80% of it.
You're more into the Bible than I am.
A little bit.
Have you seen anything in there about transsexuals at all?
No, I never read that part.
I
skipped over it if we did.
Oh.
I don't know. I read the first end.
What
and
about
then
Michael Jackson?
It kind of ruined the middle. You know, it kind of ruined the middle for me. So I went right to Revelation, and you know what?
We
win. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, I love these little teases. I want to know how everybody feels about the fact that nowadays your jobs monitor and can dictate your longevity with them based off of your social media. And then also, Burger King and McDonald's are trying to come together about something. And then Little D has some breaking news whenever it felt like breaking that he sent me a tweet. So we'll try to cram that all in the next break, folks. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today. It's on U-Star Music, Internet's hottest new radio show and podcast. When you upload your music, does it sound like this?
1, 2, 3, 4.
U-Star Music, all about the independent musician, soloist, band, and group. We're hitting the internet highway with our first upcoming broadcast. Will you be a part of it, or is this enough exposure for you? You'll hear indie rising stars like Tuesday Hawkins singing Take Me Down. Renee and her soulful rendition of I'll Be There. Originals by AJ Rodriguez. Wake up.
Something's shaking deep inside my bones.
And LA's own Will Gaines with You Know What It Is.
When we're stepping through the door, and yes, I'm on my shit, never tricking on the bitch. I'm wild, I'm getting it. You know what it is.
Ustar Music at ustarmusic.com. Upload your track for free. Get exposed. Get heard. Get over to ustarmusic.com now. I can take you to my crib because you know what it is. Ustarmusic.com. You know what it is. Give it to
me because you know what it is. Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Anthony Frosto, our executive producer, Philippius, and my little brother, Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
Stop by the show. Damn it, Ryan Scott is whooping my ass on Audible books. He is all in on the Audible achievements, which you get through audibletrial.com. And I am too, to a certain extent, but he's
excruciatingly.
Yeah, that word exactly. But I got to catch up to competitive. Ryan's a lot more competitive than I am. But I got to catch up to Ryan Scott. Join me in the race or start your own by going to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Unlike many books, you can't.
Get it out.
That boy sure can't talk.
That boy sure can't talk. Unlike many books, you can't try them for 30 days and return them. If you do, you only get a small amount of the value back. If you sign up for Audible at audibletrial.com/FGRS and find that you don't want to keep the service, cancel and walk away. But once you see the amazing bestsellers available there, you'll want to stay. I didn't think that I'd like books on tape, but I do. And my little guy is all in, too. Check this out. When his school teacher assigned him a book, he searched for it on audibletrial.com/FGRS, downloaded it to his new iPhone 6, and he listened to it while everybody else was reading it. That ain't cheating. It's the same damn book.
So you can find it on audible.com?
audibletrial.com/FGRS. Go there right now after the show. After the show. Because he has an iPhone 6.
Can you find a little engine that could?
You can't find a little engine that could, because a little engine that couldn't. And you know what couldn't?
What?
Your boss. Let me ask you this, boys. And Lip, I want your opinion on this, because we all got jobs. You know, we all family. We're family.
We're family here.
We're family. Listen to me, America. We're family. I had to get a little Bernie Mac in there. There you go, Lady K, just for you. Okay, so.
Hey, I got something else just for you, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Is she on? Can she see me right now?
Yes, she can. All right, hold on. Wait, let lower head. Lady K, this is for you.
Something you've been waiting for.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Okay.
Anthony, wow. You okay? You okay? Anthony, you okay? I think.
I didn't even say nothing.
Oh, my God. That's not. Oh, my gosh. That is. No.
Just a little Chip and Dale.
That was crazy.
He done lost his mind. Lady K, I am so sorry. Holy monkey. Jesus. All right.
I think I had the best view.
So you're complacent.
I know. Don't send your complaints to me. Good God. See, that is what he is known for.
I'm not
for.
Sending any
Anthony,
complaints.
Can you be any different color right now?
I've been known to be butt naked in the studio
yes,
before.
You have.
It's the pictures are floating around here somewhere. True story.
When is that happening again?
They're even on the internet.
Anthony, are you okay, buddy?
Oh, God, it's been too damn long for me. Why did I do this? Why? I got a show to help.
Oh, my God. Lady K just fell
I'm actually
out.
Sweating. Oh, my God.
I am too.
You're putting me through some heat right now.
Lady K and Anthony need a paramedics right now. Oh, boy. All right, Lady K. Jesus, okay. Holy hell. Oh, my God. Little D, son of a bitch. that's all Lady K. Woohoo, Little D. Holy hell, son of a bitch.
I feel like I need to go outside have a cigarette break.
Yeah. After seeing that, you don't need to smoke a cigarette. You need to smoke a turkey. Jesus, Little D, I can't believe you just pulled that. If this ain't a show for you, stream folks, and you need to get your ass over to Vimeo. Because I sure as hell gave him a camera shot for that.
Hey.
All right, so as we try to regain the show, Lip, you okay over there, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You feel the way I feel.
Like, yeah. Just yeah. Normal. If you want to know what we just saw, ladies and gentlemen, it looks something,
no,
it looks something like this here. My microphone.
If you want to know, call up and ask me.
Look, I ain't never seen Anthony die for his phone that fast. All right. So at your job, do you know that a lot of workplaces now have the right to use your social media activity to judge your performance or to monitor your life? Like my day job that I've said and very well documented on the show, rest in peace, listener Gail, that I have been forced to sign a social media disclosure stating that I will not talk or mention my place of work on my social media.
That kind of makes sense. I'm on the fence about it.
Okay, so this is what happened. Let me set it up just a little bit. People are making multiple profiles to express themselves to get away from the social media police that are on their jobs. I don't know how I have a stern feeling about this, but Anthony, I want to hear what your take is on this, and we'll go around the room how we feel about your boss and your job into your social media. What's your take on it, Anthony?
Well, I can see it from both sides. If I ran a company and I need my employees to be shown in a certain manner, and so clients come in and they see the people working there, the whole story, then people may get an alternate view of wherever they're going.
Okay.
So I can see why companies want to have a separation. Now, on a personal level, that's way too much work. Like, it doesn't matter what I do in my personal
way too much
life.
What's way too much work?
Trying to have two separate accounts.
But this is my argument to it, and I'll express this. First, Lip, what is your take on it? Do you have an opinion on it at all?
No, I don't care.
Okay, Lip doesn't care because he doesn't use social media. Lil D, what about you?
Well, what the hell happened to our Second Amendment?
Boom. Boom, 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 100% boom, boom, boom. That's what I am talking about. What happened to our ability to have freedom of speech? It is my social media profile. If I want to go on there and say how much my boss sucks and how much my job sucked that day and how I had a hard day, that should be my mother effing right to do. Who the hell are you? Just because you pay me for 8 to 9 hours of my life a day, 5 days a week, sometimes 6, does not give any corporation the mother effing right to try to dictate what I can and what I can't say on my social media site. Just because they are so afraid of their dirty underwear or dirty laundry being aired, they want to basically stifle their employees. That's how I look at it. Now, Anthony, I understand to your point where companies want to have a certain image.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with that here at BDB Radio Network. Yes, we want to have a certain image, but we're a little bit more freelance because our jobs here depend on our personalities.
Yeah, not looks, thank God.
Right. Yeah, because we all have the face for radio.
Yes.
But here's the thing. I can't disagree with this more. I don't give a rat's ass how much money you pay somebody. You cannot control what the hell they do when they are not on the clock. And some companies, even the one that I work for, has gone to the point on saying that you can't even use it while on the clock. Who the hell do you think you are? Where is my freedom of expression? Where is my freedom of speech? Where is my right to say what I want to say and how I want to say it? Now, if I can go on, which I was kind of chastised this past week because I had a very low moment on my own Twitter profile where I did a Twitter rant meltdown about Cox Communications.
Oh, yeah.
I was advised to not do that, and the tweets were deleted. But if I am allowed to go on and do that about another company, why can't I do that about the company that I work for? That, and I do it on my personal time, on my personal internet connection, on my personal phone, and in my personal home. Who the hell do you think you are coming into my home just because you give me a salary every 2 weeks or every week or once a month? I don't think that's right. I don't think that that's right, and I don't think companies should have the right to even do that. Everybody has the right to go back in the olden days. You'd get a beer, you go with a couple of coworkers, you go to the bar, you drink a beer, you talk S about your boss.
Right,
yeah.
It's 2015, folks. You don't have to do that anymore. You just take to Twitter, you take to Facebook.
Where the whole world can see it. See, the business part of me already wants to fire you for thinking that way.
But see, that's not right. Why would you even fire me for having freedom of speech? If I have a crappy day at work and my boss gets on my nerve, I should have the right to be able to say something about it if I want to.
You're going home, talking bad, and now you're messing with my money. See, you know, that's a little bit how I can see.
And Lady K does have a point off. Lady K does have a point off the Twitter where she says, you can say whatever you want. You just won't be able to work for them anymore. I think that's bull crap. I think that's absolute bullcrap. But your boss can come and say whatever the hell he wants to you. It's social media. It's mine. Now, I can understand if my social media has me standing there in my profile picture and I'm wearing my business badge and I got a and I'm standing in my office and it says on there works for blah, blah, blah. I can understand that you might want to be a little bit more protective of the organization.
Your logo.
But you should not be forced. You should not 100% be forced. This is what I do. There ain't a damn person on my Facebook page that is even remotely connected to where I work. Nothing. When I started this radio show, I booted all their asses off. Because I wanted to be able to have the freedom to say and express what I'd be a mother effer if somebody is going to come from the corporate office and come look down at me and say, hey, Corey, we heard something that you said on your radio show, and this is a problem for us. You could go F yourself. That's what my response would be. Go F yourself. You this is my money, my life, my expression.
You could also sue them for that because that is your Second Amendment.
That is my damn near Second Amendment, and I think it's bull S. I really do, 100%.
Make sure you cuss them out really good before you walk away.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Each and every last one of y'all, you must got a new job. You goddamn right.
All right, folks, we're going to take a really quick break. We got a hard break right here. And on the other side of this break, I really want to get into Burger King's letter to McDonald's.
Ooh.
Can you say McWhopper? We'll hear about it on the other side of this break. Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Stitcher Radio. Listening to the show is real easy. I know that most of our listeners subscribe to the show through iTunes. But for those people that want to skip the syncing process to their phones, there is the Stitcher Radio app. It's free. It's in the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, and anywhere audio apps are available. Download the app, and during registration, make sure you enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. Add us to your favorites, and away you go. Remember, listener Gail? Remember, listener Gail? She used to listen to the show long time ago. That's how she always listened to the show. She always listened to the show through the Stitcher Radio app when she listened. Get the app on your device, on your devices, and go to the App Store or go to fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. And don't forget to tell them how you heard about Stitcher by entering Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That is Fat Guy Radio, all one word, not the word show, just Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us promo box. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio, a better way to, well, hell, radio. All right, so just the last, no, Lady K, I did not slap your hand, but I just disagreed with you. I love you. Lil D, show it to her again. No, I'm kidding.
Can he show it to me?
No, he can't. Oh. Jesus, man alive.
What am I asking you for?
I know, you right there. The McWhopper! Lip.
Big rib.
Lip, I'm going to talk to you.
I'm hungry.
Lip, I'm going to talk to you. We family, Lip. You don't hang out with me. You don't want to spend no time with me. Lil D, watch after the show. Remember after the show, he used to hang around?
Yes.
And, you know, we dilly-dally and, you know, shoot the S and flim-flam and hoodwink and poke and giggle and let's see what part of Corey's body won't stop moving after we touch it. Remember those good times?
It's after midnight by the time we get out of here.
Back in the day. Long time ago.
Long time ago.
We used to have a good time.
There used to be a McDonald's and a Burger King.
We used to have a good time. But, Lip, I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk to you right to your face. I'm going to talk to you. Because this is how I feel.
Preach to it, brother.
You know how I feel? This is how I feel. She's shepherd for the devil. She worked for the devil.
Preach, brother.
That's Bernie Mac. That ain't a preach.
Sound like a preach to me.
Okay. Lip.
I ain't been in church. I don't know.
McDonald's. Burger King sent a letter to McDonald's.
Why would they send
They letter? Want to create. They want to cooperate with McDonald's to create the McWhopper.
McWhopper.
The McWhopper.
This sold at both stores?
That's a good question. I don't know if it'll be sold at both stores. This is it off of the Associated Press. New York. This is probably a breaking news, right? So I probably need to get to
this
that.
This is breaking news, really?
No, it's not breaking news, but I'm gonna do it in the way of breaking news because Little D loves this bit, so I'm gonna do it just because he's here.
He's here.
We now go to
live to Fat Guy Radio Show host Corey Blaze standing outside of a McDonald's and a Burger King. He's that big, he's standing outside of both.
Yeah!
Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Take it away, you fat son of a bitch.
This probably isn't what the United Nations had in mind when it established the International Day of Peace. Burger King is asking McDonald's to join forces to create the McWhopper. In a full-page newspaper ad Wednesday, Burger King says it's calling for a truce with McDonald's so that they can create a mashup of their most famous burgers, the Big Mac and the Whopper. Burger King says it wants to serve the
concoction
concoction for a single day at a pop-up location in Atlanta, a midway point between the headquarters of the two chains. Burger King is trying to publicly stunt to a nonprofit called Peace One Day, which says it promotes Peace Day. The United Nations created the International Day of Peace in 1981 to coincide with its annual opening session in September, blah, 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 blah. In a comment posted on its Facebook page, McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook said the proposal was inspiration for a good cause, then took a dig at the ploy by Burger King. And he says, I quote, let's acknowledge. How do you think he sounds? Oh, I got his voice right here.
Let's acknowledge that between us, there are simply a friendly business competition and certainly not the unequal circumstances of real pain and suffering of war, Easterbrook said. He added, P.S. A simple phone call will do next time, Burger King. Unquote. So,
don't you think that's how he said?
I'm Steve Easterbrook, CEO of McDonald's, and we refuse to do the McWhopper. Our burgers stand on their own. I'll see you at the next Atlanta Comic Con. I'll be wearing the green suit.
So McDonald's...
The red and yellow suit.
So Burger King wanted to do it, but McDonald's shot it down. And you know what? That's been breaking news on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Wow. I want a Whopper with some McDonald's fries.
Would you want a Whopper... A McWhopper lip, a burger. Now, with the picture.
Of course,
you,
I want a McWhopper.
You know, the Big Mac is smaller than the Whopper.
So it's just going to go right inside of the
Whopper.
Yeah,
so that'd be kind of like little D putting.
In me?
Speak on it.
God, not the in me part. That'd be.
Well, it doesn't work on the outside of me.
It'll look like a cocktail weenie on top of a hot dog. It just.
Wow.
It looked like that's how the Big Mac and the Whopper. Now it's funny how, don't you think the name should be switched, because the Whopper is bigger than the Big Mac.
But then it'll be Whopper Mc.
No, it would be the Whopper. Whopper would become the Big Mac, and the Big Mac would just become the Whopper, because
Whopper Mac.
Just the Whopper. So the Big Mac will become the Whopper, and the Whopper becomes the Big Mac.
But it doesn't go with their slogans.
Yeah, because it'd still be the Whopper.
I think next time we should go to McDonald's, get three Whoppers.
Oh, I'll follow you.
I'll go to McDonald's and get three Big Macs.
Oh, yeah, you are, believe me.
And get three Whoppers, and then we should have a taste test. That should be our next taste test on the show.
Smash together.
No, let's put them together.
We'll mash them together. You know, we'll bump wieners like we accidentally did back when we were 16. Little D, remember? Oops, sorry. Oh. I don't know. Oh, it was a mistake.
Keep yourself out of that equation.
She moved. She shouldn't have moved. She should have moved ahead. When I tell you to put your mouth on me, you get an attitude. No more Birdie Mac.
And my brother did a two-way with the
okay,
coach.
All right. We on the air. Oh, hell.
I forgot.
I already got bleeped once.
I'm in the studio, man. I get the vibe.
I know you get the vibe.
All of it.
And you always get the vibe right at the end of the show.
I know.
Was that when we're leaving?
So if there was, let's go around the room. If the McWhopper was to ever happen, would you even try it? Anthony, would you try a thumbs up or thumbs down on the McWhopper?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Lip, what about you?
Yes.
I said thumbs up or thumbs down.
I don't know what that means, so yes.
Immigrant. Little D, thumbs up or thumbs down on the Big Whopper? Don't blow out your microphone. I see you gearing up to do it. You son of a monkey. You've been hearing that damn microphone pop throughout the whole freaking show. All right, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, brother, it'll be thumbs up, penis up.
Such an idiot. Anthony's penis was up just earlier.
Hey, what's your take, Corey? Oh,
I would eat anything that's got meat.
I know that.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, shut up. All right, folks, we got to get the hell out of here. Another Fat Guy Radio Show has come and gone. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. I love coming home to an Amazon box smiling at me at my door. Get your friends, family, and neighbors to do all their Amazon shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get played on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. You're welcome to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, especially the live tweeting. And yes, the last live tweet of this show will come from Lady K. You damn right, I'd eat it too. All right, folks, for our executive producer, Olympias, Anthony Frosto, and my little brother, stopping in, crashing the show, Little D, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding you that skinny people, that's you, Little D, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
We're out of this piece.
Hot dog.
Wait,
and what?
Hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...